Baby Fawmata Idris is only a month old, but her life is already a miracle. Her mother, Kaltuma Abakar, gave birth on the run after an attack on her town in northern Nigeria. Kaltuma recalls a hail of gunfire and then losing sight of her husband as they fled towards the shores of Lake Chad.
Many people were running away, but everyone was out for themselves.
Hundreds of Nigerian refugees crossed safely to Chad, including Kaltuma, her children and parents. But her husband's whereabouts are still unknown. They spent several days in the bush looking for help. Then Kaltuma's water broke.
It was very difficult under those conditions to give birth. The pain, the lack of preparation and proper medical help, and the lack of food.
UNHCR and its partners have been transporting families like Kaltuma's to newly established refugee camps. Many have spent days and sometimes weeks trapped on islands in the middle of the lake.
They are cold because they have fled without taking anything with them. They don't have anything to keep themselves warm, and we haven't received many cases of malnutrition.
More than 3,000 Nigerian refugees now live in Dar es Salaam camp in Chad. They're provided with shelter, food and other necessities, as well as access to clean water and healthcare. Kaltuma is thankful baby Fawmata survived and is healthy, but she regrets having to forego important rituals, like bathing her young daughter according to tradition. Despite the uncertainty of their new life, Kaltuma is grateful that she and her family are alive.